fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, Victor! I'm Silver!
Two Gun Taylor and Matt Miller had been friends since their days in the Army. The friendship had continued after both had settled in Frontier Town to maintain law and order. Matt Miller had become the United States Marshal and Two Gun Taylor the Sheriff. It was around noon, 3 days after the capture of the Dundee gang, when Matt called at Two Gun's office.
Dad's rat, I never in my life had so much on my mind.
What's the trouble, Two Gun?
Huh? Oh, Matt! Matt, maybe you can help me.
You act like you're blowing off steam.
Yeah, it's that Dundee gang. The whole kit and caboodle of them in my jail. They'll bust the whole county with their feed bill.
Well, maybe this letter will be good news.
What is it?
I got busy when you brought that gang in and wrote to marshals and other places. Over half of Dundee's men are wanted.
Oh, then they'll be taken off my hands? That's good.
And by the way, there'll be some reward money.
Well, the Lone Ranger gets that. At least he should.
That's your masked friend?
Yeah, that's right. If it wasn't for him, Dundee would own Frontier Town by this time.
Isn't he the one who posed as that young Mexican?
The same. In fact, the last time I saw him, he was dressed as Don Miguel. That was up in the Enchanted Hills when we corralled Dundee's outfit.
You haven't seen him since?
No, Dad Rattit, and I want to see him. So does Judge Knott and Doc Drummond and Milo Phillips and Lawyer Westcott. Yeah, I can name a score of others who want to thank him for what he did.
Two Gun, I don't think you'll ever see him again.
What? What do you mean by that, Matt? Not see him again? Well, great day.
He's got a way of disappearing when his job is done. He don't like to stay around and hear a lot of senseless talk. People thanking him and all.
What doggone it, Matt?
Oh, by the way, Two Gun, did you hear any of Dundee's outfit mention the Scourge?
What?
The Scourge. The Scourge of the Union Pacific, he's called. It's a critter named Slim Northcott.
Oh, never heard of him.
Well, he's bad medicine. He broke out of the territorial prison with Jake Dundee. Marshal Blake is asking about him.
Well, we might talk to Dundee, but I don't think it'll do any good. He's not giving information to anyone. Hey, look.
Well, what's the matter?
Over there, across the road, in front of the Grubstake Outfitting Store. Come on.
Well, hold on, Tupac.
That Indian just coming out of the store. Hey, you, Tonto!
What's the matter, Sheriff?
Tonto, doggone it, I'm glad to see you.
Oh, Sheriff?
Yeah, shake hands with Matt Miller, the United States Marshal. Matt, this is Tonto, the pal of the Lone Ranger.
Well, I'm mighty glad to know you, Tonto.
Me glad.
Where in tarnation have you and your friend been hiding for these past 3 days? Been waiting to see the two of you. This town is ready to have the biggest all-fire blowout you ever saw in honor of the Lone Ranger.
I'll, me go now.
Oh, like fun you're going.
Well, me leave 2 horses at Harvey House Barn. Get saddlebags filled with oats. Me go.
Now, see here, Tonto. You've got to tell us where your friend is.
The Lone Ranger got good hideout in hills. You never find him. Him wait there.
He's waiting till you get back?
That right. And me go now. It's plenty long way to hills.
Well, I reckon I can't hold you against your will. I'd sure like to see the Lone Ranger, and so would everybody else in Frontier Town.
Adios, Sheriff.
Adios.
The jail was too crowded to hold all the prisoners, so Jake Dundee and his lieutenant named Slade were held behind a barred door in a room off the sheriff's office. Slade chuckled as the lawman left to speak to Tonto.
You hear what the marshal said about Slim Northcott, Dundee?
How could I help you, hang it? Slade, they're going to meet Slim all right, only not the way they want to.
And I don't see what good Northcott will do us. He'll get to the meeting place in the hills and won't find no one there. He won't know what become of us.
He'll know. He'll come storming into this town and break us out of jail. Then we'll help him take things over. We can do it, too. There'll be over 50 of us all told.
Dundee, he seems sure that Slim will know about us.
You remember that squint-eyed critter that was in here talking to the sheriff a couple hours ago?
Yeah, he was looking for a job as a deputy. What about him?
He didn't want a job as a deputy. He was here to find out about me. Didn't you see me catch his eye and wink?
No, I didn't see that.
Well, I did. And he'll report to Slim Northcott before night. And before morning, I think we'll be on the other side of these bars throwing around more hot lead than Frontier Town ever saw. Just one thing that I regret.
What's that?
I wish the Lone Ranger was here.
You've got a score to settle with him.
Yes, and I'm not the only one. It's the Lone Ranger that sent Slim Northcott to jail. Slim would be mighty pleased to get that masked man. He's marked for death, along with the rest of the critters in Frontier Town.
Lone Ranger had a secret hideout in the Enchanted Hills. The entrance was small and obscured by dense underbrush. Beyond that entrance, a tunnel led to a cavernous grotto. It was here that the masked man waited with his saddlebags and other gear for Tonto to return from Frontier Town with supplies. He had built a small fire to prepare a meal, and the place was filled with a fragrant aroma of frying bacon and wood smoke. The meal was finished when the masked man heard approaching hoofs.
Someone rained up outside.
He knew it wasn't Tonto returning with Skulk and Silver. There were more than 2 horses in the group.
What's the matter, Lefty?
Lefty.
Northcott.
The name was well known to him. He remembered the time when Northcott had tried to interfere with the building of the Union Pacific. He quickly emptied his canteen on the fire. But even as he did so, he wondered if the smell of smoke and food would betray his hiding place.
Northcott finds me here. I'll have to do something and fast.
Hey, what's the matter, Lefty?
Of course, looks as if you've been riding hard.
Yeah, I have been. I got news about Jake Dundee.
Hey there, boy. Lefty says he has news at Dundee.
Well, where is he? Speak up. We've been combing these hills for him.
Well, you needn't bother combing the hills any longer. Turn around and get back to the shack. You'll hear all about him.
How come?
Don't ask me no questions, Northcott. Just turn your horse the other way and get back to the cabin. You'll find out why Dundee and the boys weren't there to meet us.
And some of the boys are way off yonder. I'll fire a couple of shots and bring him in. We'll all go back together.
They heard you. They're coming.
Good.
I'd like to know what about Dundee.
I couldn't give you much of the details if I wanted to. Squint can tell all about him. He knows the whole story. Now what?
What's the matter, Lefty?
Hey, boss. I smell cooking.
Cooking?
Yeah. You're right, Lefty. I do, too.
I thought I caught a whiff of smoke a little while ago.
A fire and cooking means there's someone close by.
I don't see anyone.
No, neither do I. But I know bacon when I smell it. And I smell it.
Oh, steady, boy. I want to have a look. I don't like it when there's people camped around that I don't know about.
I don't think anyone would be camping in this underbrush.
I want her to look. Come on.
All right.
Now I
smell wood fire again.
Yeah, stronger than ever.
I think. Hey, look.
A cave.
Get your guns out.
Yeah, boys.
Are you in there? Come on out. We want to have a look at you.
In the short time at his disposal, the Lone Ranger had moved at lightning speed while his mind raced at an even a faster pace. Capture by Slim Northcott would mean instant death, and he could not avoid a capture with the odds so great against him. He had assumed the disguise of Don Miguel.
Come on, you heard me. Come out of there.
He put the finishing touches to his disguise as he replied in the voice of a Mexican.
Senor, I mean no harm.
Make it fast.
Si, senor, I come. I mean no harm. Please not take me back to put me into the jail, huh?
If you come out with a gun, you'll start away.
I come out unarmed, amigo. Only let me speak. That is all I ask.
Well, look at the dudes from south of the border.
Si, I hold my hands at shoulder level.
Who are you?
Well, you may call me Don Miguel. But, senor, you are not the law from Frontier Town.
You're right about that.
Are you dodging the law?
Well, I escaped from the jail. I hide in the cave. I am not a criminal. Please let me go, huh?
You must have heard us talking.
Oh, what I hear goes in one ear and out the other. I never remember what I hear.
Never mind that. We're taking no chances. Tie my boys and take them with us.
No. We're not tying you. I beg of you. Leave me.
You heard what the boss said. Give me a hand.
You got a horse here?
No, senor.
You ride with Lefty. We don't have far to go.
But what are you going to do with me?
We'll decide that later on.
The Lone Ranger submitted to capture without a struggle, then rode double with Lefty. It was twilight when the group reached a cabin not far from an abandoned silver mine where other members of Slim Northcott's gang were waiting. The Lone Ranger, tightly bound, was thrown into the woodshed and left there.
Will you hear it, Slim? Will you hear what Squint's got to report?
All right. Order you quiet down. Hey, you, Squint. You went into Frontier Town first thing this morning to see if you could pick up any news about Jake Dundee and his boys.
That's right, boss. And I sure heard plenty.
Well, let's have it.
It's no wonder none of his bunch met us here like they were supposed to. The whole kit and caboodle is in jail.
In jail?
That's right, Northcott. They're all in the clink. And here's something you won't like to hear. They were put there by your worst enemy.
Meaning who?
Meaning the Lone Ranger.
Okay. How did he get Dundee?
First, he exposed Dundee's plans to take over Frontier Town. He got some of the boys in. After that, he led a party of lawmen to Dundee's hideout in the hill.
Dundee was bragging he had a hideout no man could find.
Hideout would have been all right if that masked man hadn't pulled a trick.
What kind of a trick?
He rigged himself up with a disguise and got put into jail, handcuffed to Slade. Then he engineered an escape. And Slade brought him to the hideout to get rid of the handcuffs. The law followed.
All right. Now listen, fellas. There's only one thing for us to do, and we got to do it fast.
What's that? Speak up, boss. You name it.
We got to attack Frontier Town right away.
All right. All
of you get your guns oiled up and loaded with fresh cartridges. We leave here in a little while and plan to hit town in the dead of night. We go in shooting anyone who gets in our way.
That's it, boss. The fight will be over before it gets started.
You won't have any trouble busting Dundee's boys out if we hit fast.
We'll hit plenty fast. And as soon as they're free, we'll clean up the whole community. By sunrise, we'll own Frontier Town. Now, see that you take enough extra guns to equip the boys. We're going to get out of jail. Now, get your gear together and be ready to ride when I give the word.
Hey, boss, you think some of us better stay and guard Don Miguel?
Don Miguel? Who's Don Miguel?
That's the name of the Mexican we found in the cave.
You mean the critter in the woodshed is called Don Miguel?
Yeah, why? What about it?
What about it? I'll tell you what about it. Boss, do you know who you brought here? Right there in that woodshed, you've got the man you hate. Don Miguel is the Lone Ranger.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. continue our story. When the Lone Ranger knew that capture by Slim Northcott's gang was unavoidable, he hurriedly disguised himself as Don Miguel. In this role, he was taken to a woodshed back of a cabin in the hills. He was there when Northcott learned his real identity.
Just a minute, Squint. Let me get this straight. You say the Lone Ranger's disguised as Don Miguel?
That's what I'm telling you, Slim. That's what he called himself when he went into the prison and got handcuffed to Slade.
That answers your question, Lefty.
My question?
We won't have to leave anyone here to guard the prisoners when we leave to attack Frontier Town. Dead men don't need guarding.
Should we bring him in here, boss?
No. I'll go to the woodshed. I'm going to take particular pains to put a bullet right between his eyes. You go and bring the lamp.
I got it.
You follow behind me with a light.
I'm right with you.
He's not in the corner. Where?
Here, Slim, at the window.
Hey, what you... The lamp! He shot out the lamp!
He's going out the window! Get him! Get after him! Bring him down!
Hey, how'd he get out? Who freed his hands? Yeah, where'd he get the gun?
There he goes over there. He and someone else.
It's an Indian! It's that Indian friend of his!
Open up on him! Bring him down!
Get them before they reach the horses!
That rock's in the way!
There they go! They got the horses!
All right, hold your fire! Stop shooting!
Come on, let's mount up and get after him!
How about that, Slim?
Get after him! Talk like a lot of jugheads. We got no horses that can overtake that white stallion.
Yeah, that's so.
What's more, we got no time to waste. That Lone Ranger, the Indian, probably heard everything we said. They'll head for Frontier Town as fast as they can get there and give a warning. We got to get ready to start as soon as possible.
Oh, me not see any crooks on back trail.
No, Toto. I guess we're not followed. Steady easy, big fella. Once again, I can thank you for saving my life.
Me fine message you leave and hide out. Me know you in plenty of trouble.
I wondered if you'd be able to follow the tracks and bring Silver with you.
Me do it.
If you hadn't used the shortcut from town to the hideout, it'd have been too late. Keep an eye on the back trail while I get out of Don Miguel's clothing, will you?
Me watch. Your own clothes here in saddlebags.
Good, I'll need them.
Me get them out.
Toto, Slim Northcott's going to attack Frontier Town right away.
Him got plenty men.
Every one is a killer.
You go warn Two Gun Taylor?
There's time to do just one thing. We can warn the sheriff or we can ride for help. We can't do both.
Here. Man.
Well, thanks. Even if Two Gun Taylor is expecting the attack, he'll be badly outnumbered. Especially if Northcott lets Dundee's gang out of jail.
That's right.
The gun belt tunnel, please.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good. Now, you cut north to Flying Arrow's village. See if you can get the Indians to help defend Frontier Town.
Me talk to Flying Arrow.
I'll ride to Fort Powderhorn. I know the commandant. All right, on your way, Toto.
Get along, just count.
Pretty easy, big fella. One fiddle.
The Lone Ranger raced across Sagebrush Hollow in a straight line toward Fort Powderhorn at the edge of the frontier badlands.
Hold still there!
Slim Northcott's men saddled their horses and checked their guns and cartridge belts. They carried extra weapons to supply Dundee and his men and prepared to set out when the leader gave the word.
Now, boys, listen to me. We're going to ride a straight line past Whistling Springs Geyser and rein up when I give the signal. We'll stop a little distance from the jail.
There'll be at least two guards on duty.
We'll pick them off with rifles, then move in fast and shoot anyone that's in the way. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Now, you boys I named will smash in the jail door, carrying guns for Dundee and all his men. The rest of us will cover you. Now, any questions?
No, it's all clear. Let's get started.
We got to travel before that Lone Ranger can rouse the town and put everyone on guard.
Now, we take no chances. Open fire as soon as we hit the town and shoot anything that moves. Now, hit the leather and ride.
Get up.
In the night, Frontier Town was wrapped in slumber. But Dundee and Slade were wide awake and alert in the cell that adjoined the office of Sheriff Two Gun Taylor.
Dundee, if you're keeping me awake all night in the hope that help is coming, only to find out that you overestimated Slim Northcott.
Listen, Slade. I'll bet everything I ever expect to have that Northcott will be here with his gang before daybreak.
A couple of guards over yonder by the jail. I can see them through the window.
I'm not worried about guards. They don't bother me. Northcott will take care of them.
Even if he does, he'll probably raise an alarm.
Alarm? There'll be plenty of alarm before we're through. We're going to clean out this town and take over. Those who want to take orders from us, they can stay here. Those that don't...
What about them?
They'll stay here, too. Under 6 foot of ground.
What's that?
Gunfire, of course.
Can I hear hope?
Hey, look out that window. What'd I tell you? The Northcott boys.
But there was only two shots.
That means there was only two guards. Look at them over there.
Come on, boys. Hit the jail. Get Dundee and the boys out.
It's there.
Right down there, George. Pass out guns.
I swear. Swear. Over here. Me and Slade are locked up in this room.
Don't worry, Dundee. We'll get you out.
The gang struck hard and fast. The guards were down before they had a chance to raise their guns. Sheriff Taylor wakened from a sound sleep, heard the commotion, and leaped from his bed.
Kate! Kate, it's a jailbreak. Go call the deputies while I get Pete to sound the alarm.
Matt Miller heard the firing. He was wide awake and strapping on his guns in an instant. Other townsmen heard the shooting, and then a bell began to clang.
Hey, what's
that? What's going on? Keep that bell going! Tell all the men to head for the courthouse. I'll meet him there. Two guns! Hey, Sheriff!
Matt, get for cover. Dundee's gang got guns.
They're out of jail.
And making no attempt to run.
The dirty polecats, they want to clean out the town.
Keep under cover, Matt.
You boys, barricade yourselves. This is a showdown fight for possession of Frontier Town.
It was soon apparent that the sheriff was correct. The outlaws were making no attempt to flee. Instead, they stood their ground and maintained heavy firing, as if determined to wipe out every man who fought against them. The townsmen were concentrated in the courthouse square, barricaded by whatever they could find. Everyone, young and old, took part in the defense of the community. Judge Knott, Happy Jack, Lawyer Westcott, and all the others. But the enemy forces were too heavy.
Keep up the firing, boys. Don't slack up.
I'm most out of ammunition. Who am I?
Make every shot count.
Two guns, I hear a bugle.
So do I.
Look out yonder.
It's the soldiers.
The boys from the fort.
And look who's riding in the lead. Great day, Matt. Look at him. It's my friend.
It's
hello, Ranger.
The arrival of the troopers changed the tide of battle. Slim Northcott realized that the odds had changed, that against the hard-hitting carbines, he had no chance.
Clear while we can. Fire up. Get the ladder. Get back to the hill.
Caught between two fires, the townsmen on the south, the soldiers on the north, the outlaws started toward the east and the security of the Enchanted Hills. To their dismay, they found retreat cut off by Tonto, leading Flying Arrow and his Indians. And the Lone Ranger, heading a column of troopers, closed in upon the remaining outlaws.
Hold on. You're surrounded. Put on your gun and surrender. You'll be wiped out to the last man.
Thanks to the timely arrival of the Lone Ranger leading the troops from Fort Powderhorn and Tonto with the Indians, the victory was complete. Every one of the outlaws who survived the gunfight was captured, including Jake Dundee and Slim Northcott. It was a week before things in town calmed down and the wounded men were able to be up and around. And then a holiday was proclaimed. Flags flew from every building and bunting was draped from the windows of the courthouse and the meeting house across the street. Everyone in town gathered in the square. Sheriff Two Gun Taylor stood on the courthouse steps calling for order. And at his side stood the United States Marshal. Also in places of honor were Judge Knott, Milo Phillips, Doc Drummond, and a number of the other prominent citizens.
Quiet now! Quiet down, everybody! Quiet, please!
Folks, quiet down so you can hear what Sheriff Two Gun Taylor has to say.
Now, ladies and gents, there's been a lot of talk going around about the reward that'll be paid for the capture of Slim Northcott, Jake Dundee, and all the rest of those critters that have been moved out of our jail into prisons where they belong. The amount of the rewards has been posted on the bulletin board in front of Milo Phillips' Southwest Bugle office. You've all seen that the total is a downright tidy sum. Well, by rights, all them rewards belong to the Lone Ranger. But he's turned them down with a request that the cash be used to help out the First Frontier Church, the Indian School, Padre John's Mission House, and several other worthy and deserving outfits. Now, wait just a minute, folks. That masked man not only turned down all the rewards, he didn't even wait around for thanks. But doggone it, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't even have a town. Now, is that right? Well, as long as you're all agreed on that score, I aim to suggest that starting right here and now, we change the name from Frontier Town to Lone Ranger Frontier Town. By thunder, Matt, you hear that?
Yeah.
We got a new town. It's the Lone Ranger Frontier Town. When that masked man hears about it, he'll know how he rates with every doggone one of us.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.